For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is trying to exert damage control over that letter that President Trump's legal team sent to the special counsel in the Russia probe. The former New York mayor tells NBC's Meet the Press that any possible indictment of the president would be the same as interfering in the president's duties.
You can't interfere with him, either from a point of view of indictment or question. You can't interfere with the president's time, his effort, his concentration.
Texas Republican Congressman Will Hurd spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. He said he thinks President Trump should testify.
I'm not a lawyer, but one of the things I've learned is if you're innocent, act like you're innocent. And Bob Mueller should be allowed to continue his investigation and turn over any stone and pursue any lead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Deadly flooding continues along the East Coast with flood warnings and watches posted along the West Virginia Panhandle and much of Virginia and Maryland. Authorities near Charlottesville, Virginia, are still searching for a person missing from a car that was swept away in flash flooding on Wednesday. Albemarle County Fire Department Captain Dan Eggleston.
Conditions are extremely dangerous. We have banks of the creek that are continuously falling in. We have very rapid water running right now.
Two others died in the Virginia flash flooding. More rain is expected across flood-ravaged western North Carolina. Dueling protests in Portland, Oregon have turned violent. KOI-TV reporter Lisa Balick.
We are seeing Homeland Security down here as well as Portland police. They've been mostly, though, on these several blocks here through the heart of downtown Portland. And there's not a plan in terms of where they will be. They just keep going on the move. And the Portland police have been trying to keep the two groups separated from each other.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Six U.S. trading partners remain angry at the newly effective tariffs. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Again, our objective is to make sure we have fair and balanced trade.
After waivers expired on Friday, President Trump's tariffs took effect on imported steel and aluminum from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Great Britain. And they told U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin at a G7 meeting in Canada on Saturday that they have unanimous concerns and disappointment in those tariffs. The six ministers calling for decisive action after the decision to impose them. But after that meeting, Mnuchin downplayed concerns that the tariffs will sour relations with those allies.
We've had long-standing relationships with all these countries that are very important. We have important economic relationships. We have important security and foreign policy relationships.
Mexico also facing those tariffs now and also vowing retaliation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A San Diego police officer shot himself in the leg when responding to a report of a woman with a gun atop a parking garage. The police chief says the officer will be okay. The shooting caused alarm earlier because it took place close to the location of the running of the Rock and Roll Marathon, an annual race held in San Diego. For USA Radio News.